Let's pull the threads together on what has been a genuinely dense Monday. The overarching theme, if I were to name one, is the tension between ambition and reality across several different domains simultaneously.
The Ukraine diplomacy story shows two different visions of what a peace process should look like. Moscow wants the result pre-negotiated before the summit. Kyiv wants the summit to generate momentum toward a result. That's not just a procedural disagreement. It's a fundamental difference in what each side thinks they can extract from a public negotiating moment.
NEOM is the most literal version of the theme, a $50 billion architectural ambition that has physically stopped in the desert with no announced path forward. The Saudi government's silence is itself an answer of sorts.
Partners Group's refinancing challenge is the financial sector's version. The ambition of a low-rate leveraged buyout model colliding with the reality of a sustained higher-rate environment. The resolution of that collision over the next 12 to 18 months will define how this era of private equity is judged.
And in sports, the U.S. Open's record purse and Formula One's Gulf commitment represent two different answers to the same question. How do you maintain an ambitious global entertainment model when the political and economic conditions around you are shifting?
Looking ahead this week, we'll be watching whether any official communication emerges from Saudi authorities on NEOM's timeline, whether the Partners Group refinancing discussions produce any public disclosures, and whether the Ukraine diplomatic channel shows any movement following the Kremlin's weekend statement.
The market will be reacting to the beginning of September, historically a softer month for equities, against a backdrop of these geopolitical uncertainties. The 7,700 level on S&P futures will be a reference point.
Before we sign off, a brief time capsule moment. Back in May, we reported with some confidence that Ukraine's long-range strike capabilities were proving effective, and we included a claim that Ukraine had struck Russian naval assets in the Caspian Sea. We mentioned it earlier in today's show, but it bears repeating here with the appropriate weight. That claim was wrong. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, approximately 1,000 kilometers from the nearest Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such strikes were documented by credible sources. We let a compelling-sounding claim move faster than our verification process. We'll do better.
That kind of accountability is the only thing that makes analysis worth trusting over time. And on the subject of tools that help us do this work more carefully, we want to say genuinely, not as a pitch, that this show exists in the form it does because of two AI tools that have quietly made independent analytical journalism like this achievable at a level of depth and production quality that would have required a full editorial team a few years ago. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production workflow, and Perplexity drives our real-time topic discovery and research. We're two hosts who care about getting things right, and having those tools in the process means we can spend more time on the analysis and less time on the mechanics. That matters to us, and we think it shows.
Every segment of today's show is designed to stand on its own. If the Partners Group segment is the one that matters to you today, share it. If the NEOM analysis is what your network needs, it works independently.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Thank you for spending your Monday morning with us.
I'm Sarah Chen. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the world decides to hand us, and we'll be ready for it.